All right, it is time right now for a little bit of
Friday follow-up.
And it's this Friday follow-up?
And it's a big, big week for the Friday follow-up. Should we start with eggs?
Yeah.
Kind of put this thing to bed?
It's kind of the biggest one we had this week. I got a ton of emails, but I got this one from Nate, who kind of gave us a wiki answers type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or Quora.
Oh, love Quora.
Do you? So apparently we had some trouble understanding just how eggs work. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just assume that you had to have a rooster to get an egg to be born. But apparently that is not so. Chickens lay eggs whether they are fertilized or not.
Like women.
And the chicken has no control over whether
lay
she lays
them,
an egg.
Yeah.
A hen does not know if the egg that she lays are fertilized and can grow into chicks.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if we take away their egg, she's not sure if we're taking away their baby or not.
Mm.
Human women release an egg to be fertilized every month, even if they are not having relations with a man, and the egg passes through the body unused, right? Chicken eggs are fertilized before they are laid, and they can't be fertilized at any other time. So I guess the way to fertilize a chicken is that there is mating between a rooster and a hen. The rooster mounts the hen.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh,
transfers
geez.
A sperm packet as they touch.
Packet? Well, like a spicy ketchup?
This says they touch cloacas in what is called a cloacal kiss.
Ooh, okay. I like that term.
So I don't know what's the cloaca. Search cloaca.
Maybe it's kind of like
docking.
There
is no penetration.
Oh, okay. Nice. So it's like
so they kind of make out.
Skinamax type.
Yeah. It's very soft core. They kiss, kind of, but I don't know that what the cloaca is not the lip.
A little Red Shoe Diary type thing. This one says the cloaca, or cloaca, I'm not sure, or vent
okay.
of the female and male touch.
And where is this? Where on the chicken? Is it on the wing?
Would you like a close-up here? No.
Yeah, I just want to know.
It's around back there.
On the okay, it's in that area?
Yeah.
The potty area? The dirty area?
How do you feel about referring to your reproductive orify as a vent?
That sounds good.
This whole thing's very uncomfortable. Not just that, all of it.
By the way, the rooster's cloaca or cloaca has two functions. This, and also to pass the facies.
Okay.
So it's similar to us. Right?
So every time they're doing it,
we're using the same thing to go number one or to make a baby, right?
Yeah, but it would kind be of. Like if it was the number. So every time they're doing it, it's like it's their birthday. And she.
Please explain.
If
I won't. Thank you, Andrew.
Apparently, roosters are not needed for the chicken to lay eggs.
Got it.
So you'll be laying eggs.
Left and right.
But if you get your eggs from a backyard chicken keeper or somebody that has roosters, you might get an egg that is fertilized.
Yes.
But as long as you gather that egg right away, before embryo development can take place, there is no difference in eating a fertilized or unfertilized egg.
Got it. So there's no chance I'm going to scramble a little chick if I get to it early enough.
The next related question on Quora says, what does the chicken do with the unfertilized eggs if nobody collects them? I need to click on that. 'Cause so the chicken is just having eggs all the time? laying eggs all the time? Julie, yeah, what do you know about that?
Don't ask me.
It's once a day. I
one
babysat,
egg a day?
Yeah, I babysat some chickens a couple weeks ago.
Ryan, look, we have an expert on the show.
You babysat chickens.
You babysat chickens.
My neighbors across the street have a couple of chickens, and they were going out of town for the weekend. And I can confirm they get very upset when you try and take their eggs, because they were out roosting, hanging out in the backyard. And when I went into the coop to grab the eggs, they came running and cornered me. And I don't think I could leave the coop for a good 15 minutes.
But it's not even a fertilized egg, but they're all fired up.
Right. Once every afternoon around
You're
3 o'clock, they're laying the
baby.
Egg. Yep.
Yeah, there's... I'll admit it. I'm afraid of chickens.
So you're upsetting that chicken every day when you steal its child, according to the chicken.
Chicken head.
Yeah. So they can have 365 chickens a year, or
right.
babies.
And you're well, you know what? I'm going to leave that one there. The wheels are turning in my head.
Or if they have one baby,
yeah,
or if they have one that's
who is five.
That's been fertilized, mm-hmm. do they then just sit on that egg, and now we're just waiting until we incubate it?
More questions than answers. Let's do another...
Friday follow-up.
Yes.
Can we get a chicken in here? Like, are there rules against having a chicken in here that we can observe, like an experiment? A science experiment.
I mean, those zoo people bring, like, you know, all sorts of stuff up there.
I think we should do this.
Falcons and
super bad
iguanas.
Chick.
I'll see if I can borrow my neighbors for a week.
So every day we just
watch
and go, oh, yeah, there's another
Look,
egg.
It's coming out of its cloaca.
Right. And then we could fry it up right there.
Yo,
can you eat it right away?
Did you ever do that bit in elementary or junior high where they... But it's probably not, because you're in Ohio. Julie, Mina, whether you would grill fry eggs on the blacktop?
No, and I mean,
I thought
I've
that
heard
was a
all
myth.
About it. Yeah, I've
oh,
never
no,
actually
no.
done it.
That is definitely not a myth.
I heard about it, like, on the sewer top or something when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
I've done
like,
hood of a car.
Do you actually eat Ooh. It, then?
I don't remember eating it, yeah. You've done it on the hood of a car?
Yep. It's pretty good. A little salt, a little pepper.
I'm seeing it has to be 145 degrees.
Outside or on the pavement?
On the pavement.
Well, the pavement can get that hot, right?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You guys are... Okay.
We don't know anything about eggs.
Oh, gosh.
Or temperature.
You ever do the grilled cheese with an iron?
I thought that's like a movie thing.
That works.
So you've heated up an iron and made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
You have not ever actually done that.
I 100% have. Now, you're not going to get a nice burnt, toasty crisp like you would in a toaster
like
oven
with
or
a
something,
pan?
But it definitely works, and it has iron marks on it. My first Friday follow-up of this Friday is we talked the other day when Jerry used the term when telling the story about the first time or when he bought the Cowboys that someone told him, Jerry, I got to get on with my rat killing. And it turns out rat killing... Very common Southern phrase. I asked my dad about this, and he's like, yeah, of course. And let's see.
I thought your dad offered up that information without you asking.
No. And you know what? When Jerry said it, I was not quick enough to put this together, but I feel like I had heard that before. But P1 David says, rat killing is Arkansas for I got stuff to do.
Huh.
And I thought that would be a fun one for us to adopt for the show.
Let's do it.
We've got to get to our rat killing.
So in Arkansas, well, my daughter's looking at the University of Arkansas. This could really help me. This could help me get out of conversations.
You know what? I've got to get to my
got a little rat
killing.
And they just nod like, oh, okay, cool.
You want to do one or you want me to go again?
No,
is this Friday follow-up?
It is Friday follow-up. This one's
Friday follow-up.
P1 Chase says after we found out that Julie's family named their cow Daisy. And Julie said you don't want to name it something. I think you said you guys don't eat your family cows, right?
No. Yeah, we sell them.
So one gentleman said that he would name his cows Brisket. Or not cows, I guess, but, you know. And this gentleman says, cool story, I named one of my cows after my wife. Then 2 weeks later, it got struck by lightning. Now we don't name them.
Oh, gosh.
Why would you name it after your wife? Like, so it has the same name as your wife?
Why would you name it at all?
It's metaphorical.
Because it's like a pet. Right, Julie?
Yeah.
I don't think it is like a pet, though.
Well, you look at it out there.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, you take care of it. You feed it every day. You can connect with
it. Can you tell which cow is which?
Me?
Is it racist if I said they all look alike to me?
No, that's not cow racist. They all, I mean, usually it's like, so we technically have longhorns, and they all have different spots, and their horns look different, and things like that. Is that really, I thought you were bored of my story. But the other...
Get on to some rat killing.
The other name is Rowdy. Is that one okay?
Rowdy's better.
Okay.
Is he named after the mascot?
No. My mom doesn't know about Rowdy the mascot. It's just Elsie because I think the cow is Rowdy, like it's rambunctious.
Longhorn isn't a cow, right?
Oh no!
Here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
It's a bull.
It's a bird.
No,
I thought a cow is a girl.
It is. It is.
Are longhorns cows, Julie?
It's a breed of cattle.
It's a breed. Yes, it's like a
but it's a boy, right?
Yes, I think.
Can there be a female longhorn?
Don't ask me all these things.
You own them.
I don't own them.
You
I didn't. Okay.
Them.
Both of the things you guys just said are wrong. I do not own them. It's my parents, and I did not grow up on a ranch. This ranch was purchased like 2 or 3 years ago.
But if they die, you
and
get
I've lived
both
here,
of them.
Raising
hey,
my own human children since this ranch existed. So I have not been paying attention.
You're
to
You're in
longhorn.
The will as the owner, though. When they die, you will own cows in the
dies?
Ranch. You're. Parents.
Your parents,
about my parents dying? I think that, I don't know, these longhorns will be gone then.
What? Come on.
I don't know. Okay, so
now you're using a technicality to get out of answering these questions.
I'm just saying, just because I present the information that my parents have longhorns doesn't mean that I can answer all of the questions about longhorns and cows and chickens and everything in all of farm life.
But you can't answer any of them.
I know. I'm not claiming to. I just know what their names are.
But you're always talking about being at the ranch.
Yeah.
No,
always,
I'm not. You keep bringing it up.
You're always spitting into a spittoon. Tobacco.
I still don't know if they are all males or not.
Okay,
I don't think they are.
Stop. You know what? I'm gonna call back a quick 20 here.
How
I'm
does this always happen?
And no one can tell me different.
Oh man! All right, there's Friday follow up. Yes, Danny, that was Friday follow up. Coming up next, one more Jerry on the Bus segment for the week.